Saturday's rally to ban all foreign adoptions came a day after authorities in the U.S. state of Texas said the death in January of 3-year-old Max Chateau was an accident. Protesters also demanded his brother to be returned to Russia. The Russian Mothers Movement said it was time for a more thorough investigation into the death of the boy, who was born Maxim Kuzmin in Russia. Russian authorities accused the child's adoptive mother of drugging and murdering him, but Texas officials wonder how Moscow can claim to know the exact details of the case from such a distance. Russian officials have cited the boy's death to dismiss criticism of Moscow's politically charged ban on U.S. adoptions. The recently approved law came after new U.S. legislation which punishes Russian officials accused of human rights violations, including those linked to the murder of an anti-corruption lawyer in 2009. While President Putin is promoting larger families, rights groups say many children remain in often horrific circumstances in orphanages across Russia. That reality prompted Americans to adopt more than 60,000 Russian children over the last two decades. Russia's opposition earlier held protests against the adoption ban. On Saturday, Russian opposition activists also marched in defense of social and political rights. That Moscow rally was organized by protest leader Sergei Udaltsov, who is under house arrest on controversial charges of plotting mass disorder and conspiring to overthrow President Putin. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.